and personal. Academy Funeral Services, where the service is professional, affordable and personal.
In your New Zealand Women's Weekly, Royal Rebel Zara Phillips defies doctor's orders as she waits for her baby. Jonah Lomu talks of his battle with depression, and David Beckham tips as the next James Bond. New Zealand Women's Weekly, out now.
Download our iPhone and Android app now and be first for breaking news. This is News Talk ZB News.
Good morning, Christchurch. I'm Scarlett Svetanovich. We're cloudy with occasional rain, a high of 10 degrees. We're already sitting on 9. Right now, it's 8:30. Fonterra is to be top of the agenda when cabinet ministers meet this morning. Plans for how a ministerial inquiry will play out will be part of the discussion. The company has already announced plans for its own inquiry, and the Ministry of Primary Industries is also investigating. John Key says given those inquiries are going to take place, it's quite complex.
We are having to work our way through exactly what shape the inquiry might take, and also what the terms of reference might be, and indeed who could be on either leading it or on the panel that would look at it.
Christchurch Police are still seeking the public's help after a shooting in Hagley Park early yesterday morning. A 22-year-old man remains in hospital with a single gunshot wound to his chest. Police believe the victim knew his assailants and the two groups drove to the spot following an earlier altercation. Detective Senior Sergeant Tony Hill says they're interested in sightings of the two vehicles involved in the area of Billy Avenue, Harper Avenue or Carlton Mill Corner between 3 and 4 yesterday morning.
We currently have both vehicles that are involved in the incident, so it's not a matter of tracking them down, all the people involved. We're just really looking for anyone who may have seen them in the area or may have seen the altercation between the two vehicles.
The vehicles involved are a grey Mitsubishi L300 van and a silver Mercedes sedan. Three people have been arrested in relation to the shooting. The two men and a woman will appear in the Christchurch District Court today on firearm charges. Cantabrians have been left disgusted by the ugly actions of a few who continue to vandalise a memorial to the victims of the Christchurch earthquake. Over the weekend, more chairs at the 185 Empty Chairs Memorial on Madras Street were smashed, and a sign asking people to respect the CTV site left tagged in black scrawl. However, memorial artist Pete Majendi says people have really stepped up to help fix the damage.
Contacted by a security consultant who had spoken to a number of security firms, and they were looking at just putting some cameras on the poles that are there.
Pete Majendi says people have also donated wheelchairs to replace one stolen last month. A working bee is planned at the site on August the 31st. There's no relief in sight for house buyers. ASB's latest housing confidence survey for the 3 months to July shows 56% of respondents expect prices to rise over the next year, while 0% think now is a good time to buy. Chief Executive Nick Tuffley says income and population growth, coupled with relatively low interest rates, will keep pressure on housing demand. He says the survey's usually a fairly accurate predictor of market activity.
I would say that we are likely to find over the next 12 months that house prices do remain relatively firm in terms of increases continuing to happen.
Nick Tuffley says an increase in the official cash rate will help slow the market, but that's unlikely to happen until next year. Opponents of the government's proposed changes to the Resource Management Act say environment protections are being traded away to business interests. The changes include making it easier for people to do simple modifications on their properties. But policy academic Kath Wallace says major environmental protections are also removed. She says if the requirement for the maintenance of environmental quality is removed from the Act, decision makers will be able to approve potentially harmful developments.
There will be a lot of short-term economic interests pushing to do things with quite long-term environmental harms, and the decision makers are not going to be able to say, well, actually, you know, we've got to look after the environment, because that won't be in the Act anymore.
Finally, scientists in Britain have designed a death test which can tell you how long you're going to live. The non-invasive laser test is the first of its kind in the world. A wristwatch-style device analyses the body's cells through the surface of the skin, measuring how the body will decline with age. I'm Scarlett Svetanovich. That's News Talk ZB News with QBE Insurance, the experts in business insurance. Brian, what's in sport?
Yes, swimmer Lauren Boyle's good form continues. We'll look at this in a moment. Newstalk ZB Time Saver Traffic and Travel with Devon Construction. Good morning. Looking at QE2 Drive, that's still slow from Innes Road heading west. Ferry Road coming in from Tunnel Road, a heavy run there. Also Curlitz Road, both directions south of Pier Street. Heavy 2 Barbados Street heading south from Bealey Ave, and also Rowan Street eastbound from Collins Street. At the airport, the 8:45 flight to Dunedin, that's cancelled, and the 8:55 to Queenstown now departing 9:35. Devon Construction, rebuilding Canterbury with care, constructing futures, realising dreams. That's Newstalk ZB Time Saver Traffic and Travel.
Hi, Tim Ingles, Canterbury Mazda. Test drive the stunning all-new Mazda 6 now in 2 or 2.5 litre petrol or 2.2 diesel, sedan and wagon with SkyActiv technology from $45,000 for 3 years free service. New Mazda 6, Canterbury Mazda.
Zoom, zoom.
Time is money. So the faster you wean your calves, the less milk they consume, leaving more for your vet. Ruminex is the calf feed for superior rumen development. In convenient, ready-to-use pallets, Ruminex requires no mixing, is easy to handle, and saves you time and labour, with your calves being weaned at 32 days of age. Time is money, and Ruminex saves you both. Available from your local reseller or veterinarian, or visit ruminex.co.nz.
This month at Canterbury Mazda, Mazda 2's from $39.90, Mazda 3's from $49.90, Mazda 6's from $59.90, CX-7's from $22.990, or a Ute suit from $19.990. A great vehicle at a great price, Canterbury Mazda.
Zoom, zoom.
News Talk ZB Sport with Mitre 10 Mega. Big is good. Ferrymead, Rangiora and Hornby.
Well, the challenges are starting to fade as Americans Jason Duffner and Jim Furyk look like battling each other for the US PGA Championship title. The duo have a three-shot lead on 10 under par as they approach the back nine at Oak Hill. Swede Henrik Stenson is 7 under, having dropped the shot on the sixth. Aussie Jason Day briefly threatened, getting to 6 under par before bogeys at 16 and 17 have seen him slip to 4 under with one hole to play. Usain Bolt has added a sixth world title to his 6 Olympic gold medals. The prolific Jamaican sprinter has reclaimed the 100 metres title he lost in controversial circumstances 2 years ago after false starting in the final. Bolt's clocked a season best 9.77 seconds in wet conditions in Moscow, with American Justin Gatlin taking silver in 9.85, Nestor Carter, another Jamaican, the bronze in 9.95. Meanwhile, Ethiopia's Taronesh Dibaba has produced a withering last lap to win a third world 10,000 metre title. Valerie Adams has topped the qualifiers for the women's shot put with a throw of 19.89 metres. Brent Nudick has finished 23rd in the decathlon. After a season plagued by illness, Woodend mountain biker Anton Cooper appears to be back to his best. Cooper celebrated his 19th birthday by winning the under-23 World Cup title in Canada over the weekend. Cooper had been laid low by a debilitating virus and is thrilled to have bounced back.
It's something every athlete goes through at some stage in their career, but it was a new experience to me, and I knew what I can do, what I'm capable of doing, and it just means a lot for me after all this hard work to get back in shape.
Cooper is the youngest ever to win a World Cup under 23 cross-country race. In Saturday's country rugby finals, Lincoln's taken out its fifth consecutive Ellesmere title, although this time they've got to share it with Waihora, who can add to their centenary celebrations. The two sides entered their final with the scores locked at 10-all. Meanwhile, in North Canterbury, Glenmark came from behind to beat Oxford 23-19 in their grand final. Chris West has won the Rally of Canterbury after a dramatic final special stage. After leading for the majority of the day, Richard Mason was forced to change a front left tyre with just a few k's remaining, handing West the title. Finally, Lauren Boyles completed a remarkable couple of weeks with a second silver medal at the World Cup short course meet in Berlin. New Zealand's leading swimmer has finished second in the 400 metres freestyle, a day after finishing second in the 800. Boyles won 7 medals in the past fortnight, 3 of which came at the World Champs in Barcelona. For Newstalk ZB Sport on 100.1 FM, I'm Brian Ashby.
Newstalk ZB Weather with the Sylvester Motor Company. Limited numbers of 9-seater Nissan vans available now with immediate delivery.
In Christchurch today, we're cloudy with occasional rain. That'll be retreating to Banks Peninsula this afternoon and then clearing tonight. Southwesterlies, a high of 10. We're still sitting on 9 degrees. Tonight's low, minus 1. Tomorrow, mainly fine with high cloud. A few spots of evening rain. Northeasterlies freshening, a high of 14. And Wednesday, the odd shower with a southwest change. You're up to date with news, sport and weather on Newstalk ZB. I'm Scarlett Sotanovic with Brian Ashby. Now Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch with you next.
Dwight is 13 years old and a massive gamer. Soon, he's going to get home from school and go online to play Halo. He might find his way onto the same map as you. And if you don't have ultra broadband, there's a good chance he's going to find you and take you out. again and again and again. And when he does, he's going to call you a noob in your headphones. Don't let Dwight call you a noob. Waiting is over. For smooth and immersive gaming, Telecom Ultra Broadband is here. Visit telecom.co.nz/ultra for details. Terms and conditions apply. Ultra Broadband is not available everywhere.
Hi, Tim Ingalls, Canterbury Mazda. Test drive the stunning all-new Mazda 6 now in 2 or 2.5-litre petrol or 2.2 diesel, sedan and wagon with SkyActiv technology from $45,000 for 3 years free service. New Mazda 6, Canterbury Mazda.
Zoom, zoom.
FairCity.co.nz. Cash loans online. They can say yes when banks say no. You need a car loan? Easy. Go online to Fair City Finance. What about a personal loan from $600? Fair City Finance will say yes to that too. If you need cash, personal loans, money for a holiday or that wedding day, car loans, short-term loans, bridging finance or business finance, go online to Fair City Finance. They say yes when banks say no. FairCity.co.nz.
This month at Canterbury Mazda, Mazda 2's from $39.90, Mazda 3's from $49.90, Mazda 6's from $59.90, CX-7's from $22.990, or a Ute Suit from $19.990. A great vehicle at a great price, Canterbury Mazda.
Zoom, zoom.
We go live. Good morning, Canterbury. It's Chris Lynch, Canterbury Morning, on News Talk ZB.
Good morning, Canterbury. Happy Monday morning to you. Welcome into the program this morning. If news breaks, you'll hear it here first on News Talk ZB, Canterbury Mornings. I'm Chris Lynch. Great to have your company this morning. Can I start by saying a special hello to Cherie at Merivale Mall, who is part of the management team. You are a wonderfully kind person. It was absolutely a pleasure to meet you on Saturday. Also, a special hello to the staff at the pharmacy at the Edgware Village, who I also met on Saturday. Well, welcome into the program this Monday morning. It is 19 minutes to 9. Talkback this morning, there is plenty to talk about on this morning's program. I want to start with something that unfortunately is a bad way to start, you might say. I was disgusted to see that some idiot had decided to tag the sign at the CTV site, weren't you? This is the sign that says, please respect this site. You know, what kind of lowlife would do such a thing? As in tag all over this sign. I suspect it was probably a teenager with half or no brain. But it also makes me wonder, though, why the CTV site has been left to look like a vacant, empty concrete block for so long. I mean, why can't they work on some sort of memorial? That should have started a long time ago. And the longer it's left looking like a vacant section of nothingness, the more likely a tagger will come along with his spray can. But on a positive note, wasn't it nice to hear this morning on the news with Scarlett Swetanovich that some security companies are offering to install CCTV cameras at the site of where the white chairs sit, for example. That's a great start. And in my view, if somebody is filmed vandalising these seats or tagging the CTV site, they should be held to account and completely named and shamed. In my mind, what they have done is just as bad, if not worse, as vandalising a gravestone. And you think about this, in the US they have some states with incredibly strong penalties for some taggers. They're made to wear bright orange jumpsuits when they have to scrub off their filth in view of their own communities. That is something I think we should look to do here in Christchurch. Name and shame. Why? Because I bet you we'll see an absolute decrease in the amount of vandalism in our city if we were to implement such a bylaw. Sadly, you know, the potential penalty of embarrassment for teenagers, in my view, is about the only thing to stop this foolish lot from vandalising our city. But it did make me incredibly sad, this awful scribble crap right below where the sign says, please respect this site. That is bad. That is truly, truly bad. This morning on the program, what do you think an appropriate penalty would be for this person, for this tagger? And do you think our penalties are simply too light? Have you ever caught somebody vandalising your property, and what did you do about it? I would like to take some calls on this morning. Is it time to introduce penalties? like they do in some states in the United States of America, naming and shaming and making them wear ugly, bright orange jumpsuits in public view as they scrub off their filth. And not just the CDV site, but many bus stops across the city with this... awful etching, smashed windows, absolute filth. It is a